This is Twit.
The art of the video game. It ran at the Smithsonian Art Museum from, I believe, March 16, 2012 to September. So it's about a six-month run. And even by today's standard, it was amazingly successful. Attracted more than 23,000 visitors on the opening weekend, almost 700,000 visitors in a six-month run. It is still one of the most successful exhibits ever in the history of the Smithsonian. And really what it did was, and I believe this is one of the mission statements of Past Pixel, to dedicate the long-term preservation of video games as artifacts of the video game generation. Now, what kind of pushback do you get? Because I know there are people out there who, when you say the art of the video game, kind of roll their eyes and say, so a bunch of graphics, a bunch of blocks, a bunch of colored pixels. How do you convince people that this is an artwork that is worthy of preservation?
So yeah, right. That's the difficult question, but it's really not so difficult to answer anymore, right? When you look at the fact that video gamers in the United States average age being 37 years old, when, as we were talking about earlier, most of us that grew up in the 1970s that were first introduced to video games, we may have stopped playing them for a period of time. Not me, of course, but right, many people had stopped playing, but then they're reintroduced to them, and it brings back all these incredible memories of growing up with games in their lives, right? The answer becomes, and the acceptance of the answer becomes easier, you know, as more years go by. But back in 2009, I was invited to the Smithsonian as the chief evangelist at Sun Microsystems, and was invited along with about 20 or so other technologists from across the computer industry, from Microsoft to MySpace and Facebook, and all of us there, to spend 3 days with a bunch of curators and talk to them about technology and how to utilize technology to speak to younger audiences that continue to come in. And I remember sitting in the plenary session, and all these, you know, my colleagues, very nice people, all of them, were saying, oh, you need to do more blogs, and you need to, you know, do more podcasts. And I said, look, I disagree with just about everybody up here. I've just spent, you know, 3 days with curators, and what you want to do is curate. But what you need to understand is that every weekday you have busloads of kids coming into your museums, and where do they live? They live in their iPhone. They live in their Nintendo DSs. They live in their PlayStation portables. Remember the time this was, right, 2009. Right. And I said, so you can't expect them to play in your, you know, playground. You need to play in theirs. How do you reach them and communicate to them in a language that they understand, a language they live in? So they brought me back in and said, well, what about video games? You seem to have kind of, you know, a passion for this. I said, well, where do you want to start? So I came in and spoke to the head of the American Art Museum, Betsy Bruhn, at the time. And what was supposed to be a 30-minute meeting turned into 3 hours. And I had to constantly go out to the street in D.C. to feed the meter so I wouldn't get a ticket there. And I said, okay, you're thinking really big. So let's figure out something that the Smithsonian can actually kind of wrap their arms around. And I spent about 6 to 8 months or so going in meeting after meeting, convincing the Smithsonian American Art Museum that video games are an art form. And right after that period, they commissioned me to build the Art of Video Games with my colleague, Georgina Goodlander, at the museum. And we were off.
One of my favorite quotes was from an article that you had in Time, September 22nd of 2015. And I quote, "Video games are the only form of media that allow for personalizing the artistic experience while still retaining the authority of the artist. In video games, we find three distinct voices, the creator, the game, and the player. Those who play a game are following the story of the author and are bound by the construct of the rules, but based on the choices they make, the experience can be completely personal. If we can observe the work of another and find in it personal connection, then art has been achieved." And I love that, because that's exactly the experience that I have when I go into an art gallery. You sit down, you enjoy something that someone else has created, but you're not just memorizing what they did. There is a sense that is evoked. And that's exactly what happens in a video game. And no two people who play a video game are going to have the same sense evoked. So that makes it art, right? I mean, if I can have that, the same that I do when I go into an art gallery, then nothing separates it. It's not a lesser form of art. It's just a different art.
That's exactly right. And I also realized I didn't really answer your question. The answer that I give people all the time is, how can you say video games are not art when video games are the collision of art and science? Every form of art that we hold up individually can be expressed in a video game. In games, we find illustration and painting and sculpture, narration, orchestration. Again, we can hold up a sculpture and put it on a pedestal and go, this is art. Those exist inside of games. We can listen to an orchestral score in a venue and go, wow, listen to the beauty of that orchestra playing. We hear that in video games today. So video games are more than just the sum of their parts greater than the sum of their parts, because it is through the combination of these individual forms of art that they become something else entirely. And that art emerges through the playing of the games, just as you said, right? It is playing through them and having my own personal perspective, being able to imbue with my own sense of morality, with a position that I may want to take while still retaining the authority of the game author or designer who has a story they want to tell. They start you where they want to start you. They end you where they want to end you. But along the way, you get to make these small choices that personalize experience for you. And that's what makes video games, as I've said many times before, one of the most important art forms that we have ever had at our disposal at any point in our entire humanity.